welcome back to Confidence in Coffee. We are still talking about biblical, a truthful perspective on mental health. And I couldn't find this more timing. Personally, I'm going through my own stuff that is affecting my mental health. But even more, I got a diagnosis about my mental health. And I know that at some point I'm going to share it and I'm going to be open about it. Maybe not right now, unless the Lord leads, which brings me to the fact that I want to pray for you guys real quick. I want to pray for this call. I'm Ashley Henriot, your host of the Confidence in Coffee podcast, the best podcast out there, where we get real and we get funny. We talk about things that are relevant, things that are truthful. We are not afraid to go there. So glad to have you. And as I'm praying for you, if you want to pause it afterwards, after the prayer, leave a rating and a review. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. I love reading the reviews. Like, I love checking my phone every day to see if I got a new review. So I really hope to see yours so I can read it. I can share it with the world about what God is doing in this place for you as a listener. So welcome. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for my listeners today. Thank you for your wisdom that you instill in us in your word and the truth, Father God. Thank you for healing. I pray whoever is listening on the other side, that they also are on a healing journey and you are ever present, embracing them as they are, as they follow you, Lord God. And I'm so grateful for that, Lord Jesus, for who you are. And I pray that you continue to lead this episode, this podcast, and this ministry. And it gives you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and dive in. So let me go ahead and pull up my notes here. So it is important that we, and you'll hear the church talk about it, about grounding ourselves in the word. We need to ground ourselves in the word. And the reason that is because, like any storm that comes in, if you're not grounded, if your foundation is not solid, you will fall apart. And I think that everyone has taken Bible verses or even redefined falling apart in the Christian community, but there's only truth, and that is the truth of Jesus. And so I want to go ahead and talk about something that reminds me of mental health, and it's about Philippians 4:6-7, which says, this is where Paul encourages us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request unto God. That's one of my favorite Bible verses, and it got me through a lot of tough things. And I just love, that's just one of many. I love the fact that when Paul talks about this, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer. So that's easier said than done, right? There are a lot of chemical brain aspect things that cause us and trigger us to be anxious. But I believe that what I've experienced for me in my struggle with anxiety is that when I pray, I'm inviting God in there with me. And I have faith that through the anxiety, that I can cast it onto him. I can invite him in. And he can embrace me, which gives me safety. It doesn't take my problems away, but I lean on him. And that is what is my solid word, my foundation. So this verse is a cornerstone to finding peace in turmoil, finding peace in the turmoil, not the absence of it. There's a difference. So I want to offer a roadmap, a practical roadmap that worked for me to you. And it's about how do we really surrender our worries and our cares unto God. Let's dwell deeper and go into 1 John 19, where Elijah, a mighty prophet, finds himself in the depths of despair. A lot of theologians have talked about he was in a depressive state during this time. And despite his trials, he screamed out to God, and God provided sustenance and solace, reminding us of his unwavering presence in his darkest moments. And the Lord, in that aspect, didn't offer Elijah advice or get up, Elijah. He fed him. and he put him to sleep. He fed him and he rested him. There are real physical elements of our bodies that affect our mental state, our emotional state. They're all interconnected. And God created all of it. He didn't create the sin that causes the death and the struggle, but he did create everything to create wholeness, and we can only do that through him. And he wants to embrace us because he knows that we're struggling. And I love how God did that. God didn't punish Elijah. He didn't invalidate him and his weaknesses. He simply fed him and let him rest. He met him where he was. He provided for the physical elements of what he was going through. He was hungry. He was weak. He was tired. He was burned out. And God provided. What could that be for you? Are you looking so deep into thinking that God is not there with you because you think it needs to look like some miracle, or it needs to look like some spiritual movement? But what if it is the neighbor who is bringing over the lasagna so you don't have to cook one night? Or it's the girlfriend who sends you a DoorDash gift card to make things a little bit easier for you? What if it's your partner or your spouse who lets you sleep in a little bit more that morning because he knows that you had a rough night? What if those are the things that God is providing for you, but we don't see them because we have a false narrative that it should look a certain way, but it doesn't? God's way is God's way. He cares for us. And we have to be thankful for all those little things. And so it's really important that we understand mental health. We live in a society, and I'm actually super grateful for it, where mental health is being talked more now in our social communities, in our culture, in our schools, among our peers, more than it ever has. My mother has suffered from bipolar schizophrenia, and she self-medicated, and it destroyed her. Because they didn't have treatments. They didn't have diagnoses for that kind of thing when she was younger. So she self-medicated. She learned to live with it. And how many other people in our society are struggling or have struggled because they didn't understand mental health? And I'm so grateful that we talk about it now, that we are normalizing it in the church, because it is normal. I know, because I got a diagnosis with it, that I suffered from it my whole life. But until I acknowledged that it was there, I could then give it to God to care for me. And that is in good doctors and medications, theology and therapy. And so we need to understand mental health. What does mental health look like in our daily lives? Okay. It extends beyond the absence of illness. What does that mean? It's encompassing our emotional, our psychological, and our social well-being. It's drawing from real life. We explore reasons why we act a certain way or feel a certain way. We explore why individuals conceal their struggles. We need to shed light on societal pressures and the fear of judgment in Christian communities. People conceal their struggles out of fear of judgment among the ones that should make them feel the safest. And I like to have empathy for people on both ends of this. So there is one end where the person that we're afraid might judge us. Why do they judge us? It's because they don't understand. And when we don't understand things as individuals and as people, it means we're afraid of the unknown. We become afraid. So out of fear of not understanding, we are going to lean into what we do understand or what we do know. And we're going to try to take that and use it as a safeguard, a wall that actually creates division, and it creates a wall against the one that you're supposed to open up the door to. We have to get outside of our comfort zone or what we know and trust what we don't understand to actually love someone in their darkness. Just because you don't understand what someone's going through doesn't mean you can't be there for them. Having an answer for something is not the answer. The Holy Spirit is the answer. And you have that living in you, and they have that living in them. The Holy Spirit will reveal truth to them while you create support and safety for them to lean on Him, not alone. And so we have to be so sensitive and alert to that kind of call, which brings me to embracing the emotions. The Bible offers a rich tapestry of this. From David's pain and his anger and his confusion to Jesus's grief and his pain and his fear before the cross. Reflecting on these narratives from Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, we examine the practical tools for navigating our own emotional landscaping. Imagine journaling during these moments of uncertainty. Maybe you can't bring yourself to journal. Maybe you're doing voice notes or you're talking to a friend. You're pouring out your heart to God. And that could be through a journal. It could be through prayer, alone, talking, or talking to someone else, one of God's other children. Pouring yourself out to God. What does that look like for you? With honesty, rawness, and authenticity. Consider the profound impact of prayer in processing grief, in anger, allowing us to find the safety, the solace that brings clarity in His presence. He doesn't want you to work stuff out alone and then go to Him. That's not what Thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is thanking Him that He's with us, that He's granted us this time with Him, that He's granted us life, that He's granted us His comfort. When I was going through a grieving season, which I still am, it's very fresh, I could not journal. I could not listen to worship music. I could not go to church. I did not want to talk to God in a way that I used to, like studying my Bible or really going in depth in my devotionals. I talked to God, but I didn't go in that way because I was grieving so harshly that I was limiting the access to the Lord. And it's because I had a very false perception of what to do when I'm in pain. And one day I broke down to God and I said, after a devotional about trusting Him, and it asked me at the end of the devotional about what are you not trusting God with? And it was my mental health. That's what came to my heart. So I went to God and I said, Lord, I have done everything you've asked me to do. I have tried to be the person you've asked me to be. I have loved people the way you asked me to love them. And now this is the end. This is what we come to. Why? Why is all of these things happening, from the loss of my grandmother, an hour later, the loss of my sister, my baby sister. And then 2 months before that, two grandfathers. And then 2 months before that, my father-in-law and my friend. Then a kidney infection, then a diagnosis, then an allergic reaction from a medicine of the diagnosis. Talk about a Job season. So I broke down. And the Lord didn't come back to me with vengeance or come back to me like, you need to trust me. He came back to me in a way that spoke to my heart and said, Ashley, you don't think I'm hurting with you? You're my daughter. What does a father do when his daughter's hurting? He wants to love her. He wants to protect her. He wants to comfort her. My heart softened immediately and I saw the truth of who God was for me in this season, who He wanted to be during this time. He didn't want to take my pain away, though He did. He wanted to carry it with me. He wanted me to cast my anxieties onto Him, for He cares for me. His heart breaks for what breaks mine. He's angry about the things that I'm angry about. He wants the things that He's placed on my heart that I want. That's what He wanted. It changed everything. I started listening to worship music again. I started listening to church. I started talking to God more. I started reading more of my Bible and my devotionals again because I was in a safe space of solace in his presence, because I knew the truth of who he was. So not only do we need to understand mental health, embrace our emotion, but we need to start overcoming the stigma of this in the Christian community. Despite progress that we talk about, the stigma surrounding mental health, it persists. There are labels often portrayed by misconception, ignorance, lack of understanding. And can you just imagine, can you just envision for a second a community of acceptance? We can dismantle the barriers and create safe space for individuals to share their struggles without the fear of judgment, to create safety for solitude. We can do that. So, what can you take away from all this? Extend compassion for yourself, for others. Learn what support actually means. It's not always doing something within the church. It's not always having to be there with the person. They may not want you there, but sending a DoorDash gift card. What can you do to support yourself in this season or for someone else so they know that you're there and they don't have to fear judgment? I think that we need to continue to engage in this dialogue and be open in communicating how we can do this in the church with each other and in this community. I love you guys. Thank you for listening again to Confidence and Coffee. We are going to continue to talk about mental health, and we're going to go into more detail. We're going to go deeper. We're going to find the humor in it and the joy in it, because there is joy, and we'll talk about that. If you found this episode today valuable, strong, if it impacted you or you believe it'll impact somebody else, send it to them. First off, leave a rating and a review. It is extremely helpful and impactful to this podcast. It keeps the podcast going. If we don't get those ratings or reviews, I can't keep the podcast going. Unfortunately, that's the back end of these things. And so share it on social media, tag me in it so I can share it. Share with me what is impacting you the most. And if you want to go deeper with me and connect with me more, I actually have a membership. It's called the Inner Circle. It is a biblically-based safe community of women who are truly supporting each other. And it is coaching. It is live Q&As with me. I coach you in how to communicate, how to have confrontation, how to deal with dysfunctional family members, childhood trauma and abuse, and how to really heal in a way where God meets us where we are, meets you where you are by identifying the real struggles, okay, behind the mask and the symptoms. And then how do we solve those symptoms with our Savior in a practical way that we understand? And it's just really fun. So there's so many more goodies in the Inner Circle. I will drop more information in the show notes if you want to check that out. Super affordable, super easy to join. You belong there. I invite you. And I hope to see you there and everywhere. And next Tuesday on Confidence and Coffee.